The GAA program with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte with Ian Clark, come and look at Scale. On tonight's programme, I'll be speaking with a number of former club championship winners at the launch of this year's Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior and Intermediate Championships. While later we'll hear from Donegal's Language and Cultural Officer Fergus McGee to look ahead to this weekend's All-Ireland Senior Score Finals in Belfast. It's a very good evening. Welcome to the GAA programme. Oisín Kelly in studio, sitting in for Tom Comack tonight through until 9 o'clock. Now, earlier this evening, the 2017 Donegal Senior and Intermediate Club Championships were launched at Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny. I was there and spoke with a number of former winners, Paul Carr of St Eunan's, John Gilday, Niamh Connell, Barry Cunningham, Killy Beggs, Sean Nancy Gallagher, Gwydor, and Gary McDeed of Glen Swilly. But first, here's Buncrana Club man Gary Duffy with his views on the Intermediate Championship. We started with the big game of the weekend, Milford against Éirua Ballyshannon.
Absolutely, it certainly is tied around, and I'm sure Milford will want to make up for what happened last year after losing narrowly out to Burt after a replay, and their sole focus was to get Division 1 and pick up an intermediate title. I feel Ballyshannon can do that this year. They're high flying in Division 2 at the minute, unbeaten, and certainly they might want to try to do a Milford and get up to senior football, maybe with an intermediate on their side as well.
Yeah. So those two sides will be looking to progress through as the top two in the group. What's the chances of Niamh Alton and Karen Donagh coming out of there as one of the best runners-up?
It's going to be very tricky for both sides, Niamh Alton and Karen Donagh. Karen Donagh locked in Division 4, and they inspire maybe a wee bit of inspirations to play in Division 3 again, and they're working very hard on that there. I know their club development is maybe taking priority on it, and on the field maybe not picking up the results at championship level, and certainly had struggled to stay in intermediate certainly in 2016. So they're hoping maybe to improve on that, whereas Niamh Alton, they'll be looking definitely to better themselves, and remain there is certainly key, and certainly that is what we would call the group of death. I'm expecting Milford and Ballyshannon to progress.
Yeah, that is in Group B, and those games are taking place on one of them is on Saturday, the other is on Sunday afternoon. Two games on Saturday in Group A: Niamh Columba against Niamh Breed, Clohanilly against Fanagh Gaels. Clohanilly going into the championship off the back of winning the Gaeltacht on Bank Holiday Monday with victory against Glenfinn. So they'll be flying high. Is it fair to say that the Fulcara boys would be favourites in that group?
Yeah, Clohanilly up and down again from intermediate to senior. It was 2 years ago when they won the intermediate title, and again they're looking maybe to get back up to senior football, and expect them maybe to overcome Fannett this weekend. Maybe Fannett does pick up results and maybe lose away games in championships, so they do at a regular basis.
Group C. This will be a group you'll be keeping an eye on, because your own club, Buncrana's, and there, Gary, and first up for them is the junior champions, Downings, who have made the step up. Is this going to be a tricky encounter for your boys, do you think?
Absolutely tricky for Buncrana, because Buncrana hasn't gone as well as late. They're struggling with a number of players out injured, and with Weddings and one known Doherty maybe coming back will give Buncrana a wee bit of a boost. Playing the junior champions, Downings, and Downings, I know, will be looking to again establish himself as intermediate. They've got their junior title. They've they want to progress and make a reckoning force with the likes of Larkin O'Connor, that's fresh from under 21. So they do have a threat in scoring forward, whether the Jigger O'Connor will be ruled out of Buncrana's game, but Keelan McGonigal surely, and Bruce Waldron surely, to make an impact there.
Yeah. The final game, the sixth game at the weekend, is on Sunday, and this is going to be an interesting one, because Glenfinn were relegated last year from senior down to intermediate, and they're taking on a high-flying St Noel's club who've been going well in the league, and we've seen them win the Gaeltacht Junior on Monday as well down at St Finian's Park and Fulcara. So this one has a billing to be a really interesting opener as well.
Yes, this is a nip and tuck game. Glenfinn has come back coming off a poor run and picked up points against Buncrana last weekend, whereas St Noel's high flying with the junior Gaeltacht, and they'll be looking to progress in that there, and they are a tough championship side. I know we've met them a few occasions on a Buncrana perspective, where when I'm managing Burton, they're a hard team to close down a championship, and they carry championship attitude towards all their games. So I expect maybe St Noel's may come out of Glenfinn this one.
Yeah. Just, I suppose, finally, we've seen last year, I suppose the senior championship has a tendency to steal the headlines, but there was some fantastic football at intermediate level last year, and in particular we've seen the ding-dong final between Burt and Milford that went to a second game, and we'll be expecting hopefully some more of that at intermediate level, Gary, this year.
We are respecting that there again, like maybe a Ballyshannon can do a Milford, or Boncrana might. It's 2005 since they won an intermediate championship. They're looking for it back again and to progress, and they're a club that feel that they should be up there, and they're working really hard. And so in between Milford, Ballyshannon, Buncrana, they're going to give it a strong run of it.
So I'm delighted to say I'm joined by a few more of our special guests. To my left is John Gilday, First Neave Connellsite, left to Dr. McGuire. I'm also joined by Paul Carr, winner of the championship with St. Junan's, and Barry Cunningham of Killybegs. I suppose, first of all, John, I'll go to you. And it's a big weekend of championship action. Group D is the one that Neave Connell are in, up alongside Unions once again. What's the feeling in the parish, I suppose, in and around Glenties and the surrounding area ahead of this year's campaign?
Well, I suppose Glenties over the last number of years always going to the championship optimistic. Given the success they've had over the last number of years, you know, they're always going to start out in most people's eyes as, you know, one of the favourites, along with the likes of Unions and Glenswally and Michaels and Kilcare for that matter. So, you know, going into it in optimistic vein as always, but obviously we have a lot of injuries at the present point in time, and that's going to affect us badly in the initial stages. And going to the low at any time of the year, no matter even at full strength, is always a difficult proposition, and going down there without some of our top players makes the job, you know, doubly hard.
Yeah. How important is it then for Neave Connell, given the problems of the head injury wise, to get a good start at this stage of the year, to get in the front foot with what could be such a long break, depending on how the Donegal senior side gets on during the summer?
Yeah, well, I think the first game of the championship is pivotal for a lot of teams as regards how they set up for the rest of the summer, given the length of the break that's involved. You know, if you come out of your first game with a victory under your belt, training's that a little bit easier, you're on the front foot. You know, if you lost your front game, you're automatically under pressure. You have there's no more opportunity to mess up. And given the nature of the group that Neave Connell are in with Dunlow, Four Masters and St. Unions, all those teams are capable of beating you on the day. So you can't afford any slip-ups, and you know, going to the low, as I said before, is going to be a difficult task.
I'll bring in one of the St. Unions members, Paul Kerr. Paul, you're welcome here to Michael Murphy's as well for this championship launch. And you won a championship with St. Unions, but you were injured on that occasion, is that correct?
Unfortunately, I pulled my hamstring a couple of weeks before the match and missed both the semi-final and final.
Yeah. Which was disappointing, but I'm sure you played a very key part in that run to the semi-final.
We had a strong team that year, and you know, it was a big achievement for the club at the time. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't go on to build on it at that time. But St. Unions, the club have gone from strength to strength in recent years, and hopefully we'll be there again this year, close to the. To the championship.
Yeah, is there much of a hunger to try and get this Dr. McGuire Cup back at the O'Donnell Park? Can you feel it around the club?
Very much so. There's a lot of work going on within the senior team at the moment. There's a good mixture of experience and youth in the squad. They're working very hard, they're training very hard, and we'd be hopeful that we'll get a good run this year.
What sort of test then do you expect Four Masters to present to you at the weekend?
Four Masters are always a good challenge. It's a very interesting game for me, in that I played for both clubs. Yeah. And you know, I say a lot of good times over there and when I played in Donegal Town, but I suppose my heart's with St. Unions, and I would hope that we'll be successful on Sunday.
And of course you've got your young man playing in it as well.
Yeah, well, Rory, hopefully. Yeah. I'm not sure if he'll be fit for this weekend, but he's thereabouts, and the other son, Ashton, will be on the reserve, so hopefully both playing.
Barry Cunningham from Killybegs. Out of interest, how many championships, Barry, do you have under your belt?
Luckily enough, I have five with Killybegs. So.
Yeah, that's not a bad number to have.
And to be honest, as John says, none of them were easy. I mean, a lot of local derbies, and a lot of them were won by a point or two in the last minute, so... It's definitely hard to win.
Yeah. Just following on to a point that John made, that Mallon took them to a third game in one of those years. Obviously, a championship format like this, where it's groups and you get a couple of goes at it, it makes the whole scenario play through the course of the championship campaign a lot more interesting, does it, Barry?
Certainly does, but as John says again, the first game is vital. I mean, you win your first game, you're in control, you lose it, and in 2 or 3 months' time, things are a lot different. You know, you're relying on other people. You know, if you can win your last two games and still go out, yeah, potentially. So if you win your first game, you're in control of your own destiny, and that's the way to have it.
Yeah. If I was to ask these two men who's going to top the group D, John is obviously going to say Niamh Connell and Paul's obviously going to say St Unions, but from a neutral point of view, how can you see this one panning out, Group D?
Well, the teams that are at home will have a definite advantage, and you know, it's really on the day how it goes. You have to say that any of the three of them could top it, to be honest. It's something from a distance I wouldn't like to say at this stage. You know?
We'll move to your own group. Killybegs aren't in action this weekend because Burt are involved. Quite a few of the Burt players are involved in the hurling. So yous are going to get a free one this weekend. So there's one tie in there, Termin against Niamh Mhara. Would both of these sides be evenly matched in Group B ahead of the opener?
Yeah, Barry? I'd say so. And that's probably the beauty of the championship, the way it's formatted now. You have a lot of teams from all over the county. And in our time, it was probably the strength was in the southwest. But I was just thinking about that. The geographical spread of the teams, you know, the way it is. You've got Malin, you've got Bundoran, and you've got Niamh Mhara, and it's great to see a good club like that getting a shot at a senior championship, and Termin as well, another good, well-run club. So, you know, it's a very big day for them, yeah. Certainly.
That group's a bit hard to call. It's very much open, isn't it?
Yeah. Any two out of the four could qualify there. Again, it might go down to, you know, the teams that are at home that take advantage of that.
Just on a note about the championship and the break that we're facing into, there was a survey done this week where 86% of players and asked in the survey that they would like to see the club championship structure tightened up. Is a big gap benefiting anybody, do you feel, John? Or Barry, do you feel going through the summer with the championship? Because if one of the, not so much a weaker side, but if one of the sides gets on the front foot early and then they can't really continue that form, is that a disadvantage that there's such a big break?
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, if you look at Glenswilly last year, I think they sort of grew into the championship as it went on. I think they lost their first game and they qualified, they just narrowly qualified. So, you know, what happens next Sunday, you know, we'll have a big burn, but there's a long way to go. And I suppose if it was played on off in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, your county players come into play. But it's certainly something that's going to be interesting to see how it pans out in the long run.
Yep. Just finally, John, I'll ask your thoughts on what's been billed as the big one of the weekend, Kilcare against Gweedore in Group C. Kilcare beaten finalists last year. Gweedore, one of the hot teams so far this year. Is that one too tight to call in Townie, or is the home advantage for Kilcare going to count?
On form, you would have suspected Kilcare are going to have enough experience, enough firepower to take Gweedore. Although Gweedore are coming and will continue to come with the contingent they have at underage and the development that's going on down there, mixed in with some of the older players, they're definitely a team that on their day can beat anybody in the championship. Whether they have the wherewithal to get it together at this early stage and go on a consistent run, Kilcare will be very disappointed after last year. You know, after they beat Glendies by that big score, I'm felt they were coasting, and I suppose a lot of teams had written Glenswilly off wrongly as it happened, and felt that it was Kilcare's title to win, and it didn't work out for them on the day, and they'll be hurting from that. And I suppose then they had the added issue with Martin McHugh pulling out early in the season as well, and new management structure in there. So it's a difficult one to read how they're going to react. You know, teams, as the guys will tell you, can react in a couple of different ways. They can react very positively from that defeat, or it can damage them going forward. But I think Kilcare should, and Townie are a very difficult proposition and should have too much for Gweedore this weekend.
Sean Nance, we'll talk about this big game, Kilcare against Gweedore. It's a tasty one to start the championship on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, I was just saying to Gary there, I suppose Gweedore are under no pressure. Just listening to John Gillay there, I suppose all the pressure is on Kilcare after last year, after being in the county final, and a lot of it was expected of them. And I suppose we're just going to go up there on Sunday and give it a lash. And I suppose with the talent that we have, there's no reason why Gweedore can't get a victory in Townie.
Yeah, what's the feeling in the parish down there? Because 2006, this is the last time that this trophy bit its way down to Máthair Gaelan. It's been a long time, and you have to go back to then before you see a club outside Glenswilly, St Unions, or Niamh Connell to lift it. So there's been a lot of work done this year so far. Is it something that you are striving to? Is this the main goal for the year?
Ah, yeah, absolutely. Look, every year you start the season off, it's the main aim is a senior championship, and this year will be no different in Gweedore. I suppose it's kind of come a bit quick on us with the way the Under 21 campaign, with all the players that were involved with Donegal, and it's just kind of probably in bits and pieces at the minute, trying to get the squad all together, and with the way league matches haven't been running smoothly there, just one after another, like it was kind of bits and pieces. So look, I suppose Mervyn and Martin Cowell and John Bosco will have all their homework done, and I suppose we'll see what happens on Sunday afternoon.
Having so many players playing inter-county football with so many teams, do you feel that can benefit you in the championship, given the level that they're at coming back to club?
Possibly, maybe fitness wise. Personally, if it was me managing, I think it's very hard because you don't really have them at your disposal to work on stuff, and like basically they're just coming back. They're away in college, some of them as well. Like, and we're just getting them back at the weekend, and it is very hard at having a championship this early. Like, you know, especially for us now. Maybe other teams might have different views on that. Like, but for us with so many involved, on the 21, it's a bit hard. Like,
yeah. How important is it then for Gador on the road to get off to a good start?
Oh yeah, it's really important that you won your first game, especially. I know it's not going to be easy going up to Kilcare on Sunday, but look, there's every expectation there that with the quality of players that we have, that we can get something out of the game, you know, and getting off to a good start, especially in the group that we're in. Like, yeah. Yeah, definitely have to try and win the first one anyway. Like.
Yeah, it's a really tough group because the defending champions are in there, Glenn Swilly, and this man beside me knows all about them, Gary McDade. So what's it like out in the Glen, going as defending champions? This is obviously your big target again for the year, Gary.
Yeah, listen, that's what probably since 2011 we've put a big focus on being a championship team, and like, it's paid dividends in the end for us. And probably now going in this weekend, we've started to pick up a wee bit of form in the last two games. Like, even though we were beat last weekend by St. Michael's by a point, it was a good performance. So it was by the boys, and I'm sure AD and the background team will take a lot of positives from that. And the week before, they got their first win of the season and Dunlow, after being 7-0 down after 14 minutes, and they turned that around. They end up winning by 7, so they seem to have a wee bit of form at the right time. Machine.
That's something that you just have a knack at doing, is hitting form at the right time and getting the big performances when they're needed, Gary.
Yeah, I suppose last year was a perfect example. I mean, like, we were staring relegation in the face, and we were heading out of the championship going into the second game against Dunlow and against in the third game in Bundoran, but we managed to get it together for those big games and stay up in Division 1 and managed to come out on the right side of the county final day as well.
I remember talking to you around about 2011, 2012, and how big an achievement it was for Glenn Swilly to be mixing it with the big clubs, and you said that yous were a small parish in a big area in between two superpowers of St Unions and Eve Connell. Has it felt out now in Glenn Swilly that yous are one of the superpowers now of Donegal football?
Well, listen, we take massive pride in what we've done, you know what I mean? Maybe other people will look at it in that way, but we wouldn't consider ourselves as a superpower compared to the likes of St. Judans and Glenties now. I mean, like, we're not able to compete at the level they can do at underage, you know what I mean? Like, most of our teams are competing in Division 2 underage, and we just managed to get a player or two through from them teams coming through underage and gel them into a decent setup at senior level, so maybe that's what has helped us in the past.
Yeah. What sort of challenge then is our draw going to bring to the table? Yous will be hotly fancied to take the one on this one. But can they trouble you at home?
Well, probably everyone's going to say that the Glen's hotly fancied this weekend, but our draw has probably been the one team has been a nemesis for us over the last number of years. I mean, the first three games last year, they beat us. They beat us in the Gaeltacht, they beat us in the first game of the league in our draw, and beat us in the first championship game in our draw. Our draw were the only team to beat us in the championship last year. And like, if you think back to 2013, the year we won the final as well, they ran us very close in the semi-final up in Balbuffet under lights on a Saturday night. I think it was Peter Oliver McNeil who had the point last kick of the game to equalise. I think we were four up in the second half and looked comfortable, and they reeled us back in. So I mean, like, this is by no means a foregone conclusion. Our draw, with their tradition as well, I mean, I was looking at the league tables this evening before I came in. Our draw are third in Division 2, we're second bottom, I think, in Division 1, so there's nothing between the teams and their form this season either right now at the moment.
Yeah. Let's look at the other group, and I have you guys here. That's Group A. McCool's are taking on St. Michael's, Bundoran against Mallon, and I suppose, Gary, you played McCool's St. Michael's in the league game last week, which they won by just a point. But St. Michael's have always been tipped at the start of the year to be there or thereabouts come the final day and possible contenders for the Dr. Maguire, but it really just hasn't happened for them over this last couple of years. There's been a bit of change down there, down in Dunfanaghy. Could this one be their year?
Yeah, well, it's certainly not going to be easy for them anyway. I see Peter Wotherill and Stephen Doak are in the New York panel this weekend for the Sligo game, so it'll be interesting to see if them boys, if they're going to be back later on for the later stages of the championship. Two massive players in the past for St Michael's. And there's word that Christy Toy could be maybe struggling to be available for selection this weekend as well. But Colin McFadden just seems to be keeping the form that he's done all his career. I mean, last weekend out in the Glen, I don't know if you've heard, Oisin, he had one of the best goals I've ever seen scored in the Glen last weekend. He came off the shoulder of Michael Langan about 20 metres out, and he just let it go of the laces and hit the bottom corner. I mean, what a finish, and they needed the goal at that stage, so they did. It was about 5 minutes to go or maybe less, and they were 2 points down. It was crucial in them getting the one of the day.
Bundoran stayed in the championship last year, Sean, so they did, and Mallon are a side that can be tricky opponents come championship time and come the summer. Both of these sides will be looking at themselves thinking that they can be contenders to get out of this group.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably a hard one to call between the two of them. I suppose when Mallon have all their soccer players available to them, even watching them last year when they played Dunlow and they played Glenswilly as well, like, you know, they're not a bad team, like, you know, and they're always there thereabouts. And
both will be hoping to get out of Group A, as will McCool's.
McCool's, yeah. It's a hard one to call as well, like, but McCool's have home advantage, but you would still think that St Michael's would have enough to come out of that one. The Bundoran Mallon one be hard to call, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. Right, finally then, just your tip for the championship overall come October time. Who are you tipping, Sean? You probably have to go with your own club.
Well, if I go with my own club, my next one after that would have to be St Junans.
And yeah, well, probably if you look at St Junans, they're ushering their league form at the minute. I mean, they're the only team with 100% record in Division 1. They're training incredibly hard, so they are, by all reports, and that's shown on the results that they're getting. They're putting teams away quite comfortably, so, like, it'll be hard to look past them at the end of the day.
That was Gary McDade, and before that, Sean Nancy Geller, and indeed John Gilday, Barry Cunningham and Paul Carr, taking a look at the senior championship matches this coming weekend. They were talking earlier today at the launch at Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny. Plus, before that as well, we started the piece by looking at the intermediate with the Donegal under 16 county manager and Bunnacranagh club man Gary Duffy. And of course, we will have action this coming weekend on Highland from the Donegal Senior Football Championship. Games, of course, taking place Saturday and Sunday at senior and intermediate level, and at senior B and intermediate B as well. Now, moving on to the All-Ireland Score Finals, which are taking place this coming Saturday in the Waterfront in Belfast. For the first time ever, Donegal have three contestants participating in various categories. Éireann Ballyshannon and Gweedore GAA Club are the two clubs that are represented, as well as Katrina Sloan from Dunlow. So it's a big weekend ahead, and Fergus McGee, who is the Language and Cultural Officer here in the county, is hopeful of All-Ireland titles for Donegal competitors.
Certainly, Oisin, a great deal of excitement in the county and Score circles with three going through to the final. You know, we have Éireann Ballyshannon. You know, they're through in the quiz, and I think they're in with a good shout because they have a very, very good team. The team they have is Paddy Kelly, John Hughes, Eamon Martin Maguire, and of course Sylvester Maguire, who everyone would know as the great footballer of his time, like, you know. And they have a genuine interest in the quiz, and they take part in trying to get board. And any quiz that's going, you'll always see Ballyshannon turning up. And this year they had to overcome the Fanad Gaels, and Fanad Gaels would have for long held, they have won All-Ireland's in fact in Score, so to have beaten them in the county final was a huge achievement for Ballyshannon. So hopefully now they can go the rest of the way, Oisin. You know, that's on the trying to guess, that starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. The way the quiz works now, it's slightly divorced from the rest of Score really, in that it used to be a central part of Score, but now they have the quiz on in the morning, so that starts the Waterfront at 11 o'clock. And they'll be up against, the way the quiz works now, is they go straight through from the county to the All-Ireland. They don't go through Ulster. Whereas the other two competitors that we have, Katrina Solon from Dunlow and the solo singing, she had to go through an Ulster semi. She had won her county, obviously, her semi-final, then the final. The semi-finals this year were in Muff and in Drimmarone, the two semi-finals. Then in Glenswilly, we had a packed house for the county final. And like I say, Katrina Solon came through in the solo singing there. From there, she went on to Galway in County Tyrone to the semi-final and came through that as well. And then it was on to the Ulster final, which was in Three Mile House in Monaghan, and she came through that. So now she's on for the waterfront in Belfast. And on the Leiru or the stage presentation side of things, we have Guidor, and Guidor have a fantastic piece about Niall Gilleavreidhe, who was a famous, who wrote songs like Noreen Bond, but he was famous for a court case one time with Padraig Pearse actually defended him, and I think it's the only defence that Padraig Pearse ever made in a courthouse. Unfortunately, he lost the case, but they're telling the story of Niall McGillivray and the way he had the Irish language on his cart, and it was against the law at the time, you know. So it's a really good piece, and the cast of that Guidor team is Anna Nibrin, Emma Ní Iriske, Ón McGillivray, Sheila E. Gallagher, Kieran McInnebry, Aidan O'Carval, Colm O'Beale, August Liam O'Cravshy as Guidor, so Al Moore are Guidor Foster. So great to have, like you say, Oisin, fantastic to have three. And to the best of my knowledge, it is the first time that we ever had three. There's eight categories in total in score in the All-Ireland final, and to have Donegal through in three of them is a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it certainly is. And what's the possibilities here of taking an All-Ireland, having three from the county in finals? Because All-Ireland titles, and I suppose very much like the sport and the football and the hurling, they don't come round very often. So is there a good chance here now of those Donegal competitors coming back down the road and heading back north with some prizes?
Well, I think we're going with one of the strongest teams that they're certainly in my time, and I've been involved in scoring Donegal for many years, but this would be one of the strongest that I've seen going from Donegal. I mean, Katrina Solon, she's a tremendous singer. I think she has a great song. The quality of actors from Guidor, I think they're fantastic. And like I said to you already, the lads from Ballyshannon, from Éire and Ballyshannon, they really do focus in on the quiz. But it's very, very hard to win All-Ireland. It's very, very hard to win Ulsters. And it's becoming increasingly hard to even to win in the county. There was a time when if you got out Ulster, you felt you were halfway there. But now to just get out of the county, I mean, the competition in Donegal this year was fierce, to say the least. And in Scorn and Og, for example, we had 28 of the 40 clubs took part in Scorn and Og. And we had 20 then took part in the senior. Now, in the Scorn and Og, it is worthy of mention that Niamh Columba from Glen Columkill, they did won the All-Ireland in the quiz. And we had then Conor O'Gallagher from Clonmacnoise. He was in the All-Ireland final as well and gave a great performance, but just unfortunately came up short on the day.
So the county has had, I suppose, more recent success at junior level than they have had at senior. But just finally, Fergus, how's score? Where's it at the moment? Is there still a popularity there within in the community and the parishes, and they still hold the score competition very much treasured? Because it was, of course, a part of the association for years, which had a major following. Is that following and that interest still there? Is it?
It's a good question, Oisin, that because at national level, I'm told that maybe there's a bit of a decline in score, and even I would say at Ulster level, if you take the nine, if you take across the nine counties, the old traditional strong counties in Ulster would have been Tyrone, Armagh, Down. Down are still fairly strong, mind you, but Donegal, funny, for some reason, we seem to be going, we're doing very, very well. Like I say, to have 28 clubs taking part in Scorn Og and 20 in Scorn Sinsir in the county, so Donegal sort of bucking the trend a wee bit, I suppose. Maybe there's a bit of a decline to be seen at provincial and maybe at national level, but Donegal, thankfully, we're going very, very well at the moment, and hopefully now that we can get a few results on the weekend, you know, in Belfast.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be bucking the trend at the weekend as well. Listen, Fergus, thanks for taking the call, and we wish you and everybody involved all the best this weekend in the All-Ireland Finals in Belfast.
Oisin, thanks to you for giving us this bit of publicity. Really appreciate it.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
That was Fergus McGee, Language and Cultural Officer with Donegal, looking forward to the All-Ireland Score Finals. That's it from the GAA programme for tonight. My thanks to you for listening. Up next, we have the news headlines at 9 o'clock, and after that, through to 11, P.O. McCann. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night.